Hi, this is Chaska.
And this is Brennan.
And we have a little announcement for you.
It's pretty funny. So we started doing this episode in the spring at the end of our school year.
Right.
And something magical happened over the summer.
My voice changed.
We had a Miles Morales moment.
I'm a man.
And so rather than re-record all the lines, I sort of wanted to embrace that. And so you will notice a difference between Chaska's voice at the beginning of this episode
and at the end of the episode.
So I hope you all enjoy, and welcome to episode 24.
Hello, this is Chaska Power, and this is episode number 24 of Book Power for Kids, where the Power Kids review and act out our favorite books for you. I'm reviewing Beyonders, A World Without Heroes, by Brandon Mull, published by Aladdin in 2011. It has 454 pages, and it's a fantasy. Here's a brief synopsis. Jason Walker isn't expecting anything out of the ordinary when he goes out to volunteer at the zoo after school. He knows something's wrong when he hears eerie, melodic music coming from the hippo tank? As he leans in closer, he's swallowed by the hippo and spat out into another realm. Jason finds himself lost in the magical world of Lyrium. Confused and wandering, he stumbles upon the Repository of Learning, an ancient library of sorts. While looking through the forbidden upper level for a way to get back home, he finds a book bound in living flesh. This plunges him into a quest to overthrow the evil Emperor Maldor and restore peace to the land of Lyrium.
Book power for kids!
Here are some of the characters. Jason Walker.
Batter up!
Is a normal 13-year-old kid from Vista, Colorado. He pitches baseball, although his family expects him to be a dentist. He's stubborn and loyal, protecting his friends before saving himself. Rachel.
I'm more of a running type than a hitting type.
Is a girl who crossed over to Lyrium through an enchanted stone arch in Arches National Park. About the same age as Jason, she's homeschooled and runs track. She's just as stubborn as Jason, believing herself up to the task of overthrowing Maldor and bringing peace to the land.
Tark. At your service. Is part of a band called the Giddy Nine, and is the only member to survive a suicidal plunge off of a waterfall. After being rescued from the falls by Jason, he vows to destroy Maldor, eventually joining Jason in his quest. Farron,
well met,
is a mysterious displacer, a being who can remove his body parts and still have them remain functioning. He joins Rachel and Jason after being saved by them, and is a helpful and funny, if not entirely truthful, companion. The Blind King.
Greetings.
Is the lord of a small fiefdom called Fortame. He seems like a blind fool, but is actually a noble hero in hiding. Maldor.
Ah, another self-proclaimed hero.
Is the evil and cunning Emperor of Lyrium. He is a powerful wizard, and his only weakness is a magical key word that will supposedly destroy him.
Book power for kids!
Here's my opinion. Beyonders is one of my favorite fantasies, a saga I have read and reread on various road trips, plane rides, and hours on the couch. Every time I open the book, I'm drawn in and entranced by Jason's epic quest to defeat Maldor and bring balance to Lyrium. The characters Brandon Mull creates stick with me, even after I turn the final page, and it's always difficult to say goodbye and put the book back on its shelf. One of the endearing aspects of this book is that it's not just a Lord of the Rings knockoff. There's no cliched forest villages of elves, or done-to-death rampaging orc hordes. While I do always love to read the classics, it's great to have something original. The only thing I find lacking in this grand adventure is a world map. Although the descriptions of the various parts of Lyrium are quite vivid, it's rather hard to place them in relation to each other. All in all, I think this book would be a great read for you if you love fresh, funny fantasies you can read over and over again without losing an ounce of interest. Although I'm not necessarily one for slapping an age limit on books, I would say that sometimes the series gets a little dark. While this doesn't detract from the story any, or place in our scene, I just thought I should warn you.
Here's a short clip from the book. The door opened, and Dorsale escorted a girl into the room. She was almost a head shorter than Jason, and didn't look much older than he was. Her short brown hair had a stylish cut, and she had dark brown eyes and a faint spray of freckles across her nose and cheeks. Her clothes seemed homemade, and didn't fit right. The dark yellow shirt sagged in the shoulders, and the coarse brown pants were too loose in the waist. Cinched into place with a wide belt, the Blind King rose politely, and Jason awkwardly followed his lead. Dorsio exited quietly as the girl approached the table.
Thank you for joining us.
So you're the mysterious visitor.
You stole my line.
They haven't changed your wardrobe yet.
Those aren't your clothes?
Not exactly my style, but my other outfit makes me look too much like a Beyonder.
You're a Beyonder too?
They warned me in advance that I'm from your world. Totally ruined the surprise. Their host waited in silence, a small smile on his lips, listening with his hands folded on the edge of the table. Jason realized he was the only person still standing and sat down.
How long have you been here?
This will be my fifth night.
Mine too.
Pardon me. Would the two of you mind verifying that you both truly come from the beyond? I do not believe either of you is an imposter, but it never hurts to be certain.
Ooh, cross-examination.
Where are you from?
Olympia, Washington. You?
Vista, Colorado.
What's the capital of Pennsylvania?
I don't know. Philadelphia?
No, but it's the kind of wrong answer someone from America would give. Let me guess, you're not a very serious student?
Just because I'm not a trivia expert doesn't make me a bad student. I'm in 8th grade. I take honors classes. What's the actual capital of Pennsylvania?
Harrisburg.
I'll believe you. Who won the 2004 World Series?
The Yankees?
The Yankees? And you claim to be an American. It was the Red Sox, the year they broke the curse.
But the Yankees won the series a lot, right?
They won the most.
Do you play baseball or just watch it?
I pitch for school and on a club team, and I'm a pretty good infielder. What year are you in school?
I skipped a grade, so I'm in 9th, but I'm homeschooled. I only go to school to run track.
How do you skip grades when you're homeschooled? Mom just decides to shorten her teaching career?
My classes are much harder than anything in public schools.
If you say so. What track events?
Hurdles and pole vault.
Pole vault? You must have some guts.
I like trying new things.
I'm long past convinced. Judging by your inflections, I would say you speak English in a similar manner. And based on your intonations, I feel confident that you're both telling the truth. But I already knew that. Consider the exercise a lesson in vigilance. Without extreme caution, you will not survive. Shall we eat?
Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, check out our website at bookpowerforkids.com and consider leaving us a review and rating on iTunes. It'll help other people find our podcast. We're excited to announce that we have a new review. Miss Lynn writes, "I love books, and it's obvious that the Power Kids do too. Their enthusiasm is infectious. A delightful listen." Thanks, Miss Lynn. Miss Lynn has her own kids podcast called The Good Words Podcast. We'll leave a link to it in the show notes. Go check it out. We also want to give a massive shout out to a podcast we just discovered called Newsy Jacuzzi. It's a weekly kids news podcast hosted by Leela and her mom Lindy Prickett from under their bed in New Delhi, India. We absolutely love how funny it is and how well it covers the news. It also gives us another perspective from what we're used to here in the United States. Check it out if you want incredibly entertaining news summaries from an up-and-coming journalist. We'll link that in the show notes as well. If you want to read any of the books we've reviewed, you should purchase them wherever books are sold or check them out at your local library. Bye!
Retake.
How do you have a rag in your face, man? Hmm? Ooh, they're boxer shorts, aren't they?
Does it look like I have to my head from here?
Yes, the boxing shorts that are on the mic boom are actually there to control the vibrations, not just because I'm very bad at laundry.
That is a matter of opinion.
I mean, they're not used boxing shorts.
Of course not.
Unless they're yours.
No, definitely not.